The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For Drew's Brews today on US 99, I've got a little extra excitement. At least it was for me, because on Tuesday, I visited today's brewery for the very first time because they just opened last Friday. And their opening weekend was so successful, they had to close their kitchen on Sunday because the community had sold them out of everything by Saturday night and they had to restock. Today, we're talking about Flipside Brewing in Tinley Park. Owned by head brewmaster Eric, the name lends itself to his story. See, there used to be a different brewery in the space now occupied by Flipside, and he co-founded that business years ago, made beer there. A few life things happened, he decided to take his talents elsewhere. Fast forward to 2022, the opportunity to open his own brewery in this very space presented itself, and he thought, like the Sugarland song, who says you can't go home? Heck, he only signed the lease a few months ago, so it's been a crazy fast journey to opening weekend, with a nod to his wife, Katie, who celebrated her birthday a couple weeks ago on the 15th. It's all tied together. So what is Eric's philosophy for Flipside Brewing in Tinley Park? High-quality craft beer and a delicious menu in a space that is welcoming to all. And it really is welcoming. Amazing natural light from every seat at the bar or tables. And the brewing equipment is just over the half wall. So while you're sipping a small pour or a full pint, you can watch Eric and his team work. That was one part. My buddy Joe and I, we tried the cheese curds from the kitchen. You can't turn those down on a menu, and they were incredible. The perfect flavor combinations of the crispy outer curd with the creamy cheese inside and the dipping sauce. I recommend you get those. They also had wings. They had a smash burger on the menu. And as for the beers at Flipside Brewing in Tinley Park, well, they got an American IPA called Last Stop that had great color to it. I tried their English Mild called Haunted Pass. That was fun. I was drawn to their Pale Ale, which is a collaboration with Workforce Brewing in Plainfield called, hang on, this is a tongue twister. Howdily Doodly Neighborino. Say that five times fast. Howdily Doodly Neighborino. It's a 6.2, very crisp and citrusy. It was a fun pale ale. I also tried their hazy double IPA and the Belgian wit called Ace Wit, which was my second favorite beer. But my favorite beer, in a category of beers I have never chosen as my favorite before, it completely surprised me. It's the very first beer on his tap list, the lager, aptly named Flipside Lager, an American light lager, 4.2%. Super light, super crisp, brewed with corn and rice hops. This might be my favorite summer sipper. So much so, I got a crowler to bring home for Jill to try. Flipside Brewing in Tinley Park. They're on 183rd, just east of Harlem Avenue, right on the northeast corner, directly north of the I-80 interchange. Super easy to get to from anywhere. So brand new. Remember, they just opened last Friday. That they're still working on their website, but you can find them on socials, Instagram, Facebook, at Flipside Brewing. As Eric says, stop in, grab a beer and a bite, and they'll catch you on the flip side. Open every day but Monday. They start pouring at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday. Today through Sunday, the doors open at 11 a.m. every weekend. Love that. Flipside Brewing in Tinley Park. It just opened, so pay them a visit and tell them Drew's Brew sent you.